Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor, where you're able to be inspired, restored, revived, and rejuvenated through laughter. Yes, through laughter, through everything that you need, because this is the Joy Doctor. Yes, 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 you tune into the Joy Doctor Show. Yes, you tune into the Joy Doctor Show. Joy Doctor Show is brought to you each Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. And for those of you that would like to listen, you may call 323-580-5712. Yes, once again, that's 323-580-5712. Yes, and we want you to sit back and relax tonight because we have a great and dynamic show for you. Yes, tonight we're going to be talking about vital signs. Yes, yes, yes. Check your vital signs. Check your vital signs. With blood pressure up, you got to elevate your feet. Yes, yes. Old home remedies always works good for situations of that sort. Yes, they say you got swole feet. Yeah, because you've been eating too much sodium. Lay off that pig fat, lay off the pork rinds, and get down that swelling in your feet. But however, if you can't seem to get the swelling down, you can always soak them in warm Epsom salt water. Yes, that's Epsom. When I was growing up, I didn't know how to spell that. That's E-P-S-O-M, salt. Yes, it's not something that you put on your food. You put it in your water to soak your feet. So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Because I will hate to have you to have a 911 call so they will check your vital signs. Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor Show, and I'm excited. Somebody say excited. I'm excited to come to you tonight and talk to you about vital signs, because vital signs are very important in your life, in your situation, but most of all, in your health. You only have one time to live and to get it right. Now, of course, we know if the big man upstairs decides to let you come back after you've gone on to the other side and peeked over into either darkness or light, then that's his choice. But on this side, we only have one time to get it right. Yes, and we need to eat right. We need to do right. We need to live right. We need to act right. Yes, so let's go to the little small butcher shop where Pee-wee is the owner, and he's going to talk with his uncle concerning some things. Yeah, you know, Uncle George. That's right. Actually, not Uncle George, because Uncle George is a city slicker. He's going to talk to Uncle Bubba. Yes, he's going to talk to Uncle Bubba. Uncle Bubba is going to help him out on some things. Tune in to this. Hey, Uncle Bubba.
Hey, up, Pee-wee.
How you doing, Uncle Bubba?
I'm doing just fine, Pee-wee. How are you?
Well, you know, Uncle Bubba, I got a few things on my mind.
What's going on there, Pee-wee? You know, you can always talk to me. Because, you know, since your mama left, it's only us three. So we have to stick together. We have to talk to one another. We have to get an understanding. But most of all, we got to be there for one another. Sometimes that means talking. Sometimes that means listening. So since you want to talk, I guess this is my time to listen.
Well, you know, Uncle Bubba, I got a small situation, but not really a situation.
Okay, talk to me.
Well, you know, they got all these things going around about this Obamacare. And, you know, the butcher shop ain't doing too good. And I don't want to have to lay off nobody. Because, you know, it's surviving. It's thriving. But it's not, you know, multiplying like it should. Because the economy is slow. You know, things are kind of tough. And, you know, I have had a lot of credit, but I haven't been getting any debits. So I just need to know what to do because I'm stressed. I can't sleep. I can't really eat. And you know that ain't like me, Uncle Bubba. You know, I always get 3 meals a day. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because I mean it, believe in eating right and keeping it tight. That's right. That's right. That's right. Eating right and keeping it tight. So, Uncle Bubba, help me out here. So, you know, I don't want to lay nobody off. I don't want the business to go down. But at the same time, I'm trying to hold out to see what all these laws and changes are going to do. Well, Pee-wee, here's what I say. You know, the old saying is, don't get off the ship before it sails. What do you mean, Uncle Bubba? That means when you get on the ship, son, and you're going on a journey, you're going to have some calm water and you're going to have some really disturbed water. You're going to have some shallow water and you're going to have some deep water. Now, if you're fearful, it's best for you not to get on the ship. But if you think you can handle it, then the only way you know is to ride it out. Because, see, once you get on the ship, it's not up to you to determine whether the ship arrives there safe or not. The ship arrives there safe by orders of the captain. Because, see, on the ship, the captain is up top. He sees all. He knows all. He can see a storm coming and tell him to drop the anchor. We're going to have to wait a while. Or he can see a storm coming and say, full speed ahead. We're going to hit it hard and steady. Or if it's too strong, he can decide to turn it around and take it back to the port. But usually the captain don't turn around and take it to the port. Usually he waits it out or rides it out. Because remember, he's not the only one concerned about the ship, but he's the one in control of the ship. So, Pee-wee, my words of advice to you is, since you don't know exactly what's going to happen, since you don't know exactly what's going to take place, then my advice and suggestion to you will be to ride it out. That's right, ride it out. Put some things in place where you can start collecting on some of your debt to keep you in a comfort mode. You say business is slow? Run a few specials. You might lose a little bit on the bottom, but you'll gain more on the end. I don't know if you have limits on the credit, but put you some limits on the credit and stick to it. It may be hard, but it's fast. Because you know the old saying is, all is fair in love and war. And right now, Pee-wee, you're standing in the middle. You love the people, but there's a war going on inside of you. You're struggling. You're straining. You're trying to figure out how you're going to do this, how you're going to do that. You got bills at the butcher shop. You got bills at home. You have to take care of your employees. You don't know if they're going to get a bonus or not. You don't even know how it's going to go as far as business-wise. So, really, you got a lot of weight on you. You got a lot of things on your plate. But let me give you another word of advice. If you can't change it, don't worry about it. Because we worry about those things that we cannot change. Why? Well, you know, Uncle Bubba, I'm concerned about the employees. I'm concerned about the people, you know. And this butcher shop has been given to me, and it's very important to me that it survive and it succeed because the people need it. Well, this is true. People are always going to be in need. Now, the question is, will they need you or do you need them? Who needs who more? Because, see, son, if you worry about just the needs of the people, you're going to go out of business. But if the people worry about the needs of your business, then you'll stay in business. Now, let me make it plain to you. Now, you said that you give credit. Okay. Now, if you take the top five people and say their credit limit is, say, $300 a week. Now, you're going to have out of those five, maybe two or three, maybe two that's going to want to go over that amount. Then you're going to have one or two that's going to stay right under that amount. Then you're going to have one that's going to be concerned about how much they've gotten, how they're going to pay you back. Now, those are the type of customers that you want. Those are the type of customers that you need. Those are the type of customers that are concerned about you as well as their well-being. So you have to look at the signs, son. You have to watch the signs. And when you watch the signs, they'll tell you how and what type of customers you have. But, you know, Uncle Bubba, I just, you know, be wanting to help everybody and be wanting everybody to be, you know, comfortable because they have little kids, they have growing kids, you know, and they have kids in school. And, you know, I've experienced going to school hungry. I've experienced having to eat just a little bit in order not to be hungry for just a little bit. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I understand what you're saying. But remember, you're running a business. All is fair in love and war. And like I said earlier, it seems to me
like you love the people, but you're at war with yourself. Now, Pee-wee, let's take this into consideration. All this stress, all this pressure, when was the last time you been to the doctor? Well, you know, Uncle Bubba, I ain't had time. You know, I've been running to the shop and taking care of the shop and ain't been getting much sleep. Well, Pee-wee, before you can help anybody, you first have to help yourself. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go down tomorrow and see the joy doctor. Yes, I want you to go down tomorrow and see the joy doctor. Have him to check you out. Make sure your pressure is not up. Make sure and see if he can give you something to help you sleep and that'll calm your nerves. And I'm sure he's going to recommend at least a day or two off so you can just breathe. Because sometimes you need to remove yourself from the equation in order to find the solution. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir, I heard you, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to do all that.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this right here. You either live or let live.
What do you mean by that, Uncle Bob?
Well, in order to run the business, you got to be alive. I ain't seen no dead person yet run a business. Now, I know they got that guy, you know, that colonel, that little short, wavy head guy. Yeah. They call it KFC. Yeah. Woo! Boy, that's some good chicken. Ooh-wee. But anyway, it's just his picture. And I'm sure they probably pulled it off of the obituary. That's right. Because I believe it used to be called Colonel's Fried Chicken. And I guess the Colonel was from Kentucky because as soon as he died, they changed the name to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now, in that, he has CEOs, CFOs, financial advisors, marketers, salesmen, and distributors. All of them alive, Pee-wee. Ain't no dead folks doing that. So what are you saying, Uncle Bob? I'm saying when you go down there tomorrow, you need to take the joy doctor's advice and do what he says.
All right. All right, I'll go down there tomorrow. I'll see the joy doctor, and I'll take his advice. But I ain't taking all that medicine stuff. Well, if he give you a pill or two, you take that pill or two.
Uncle Bubba, you know I don't like medicine. Well, Pee-wee, you can live or let live.
All right. You done told me that one time. I ain't going to have to go through this again. So you saying that I need to go to the doctor and get checked out because all these symptoms of not being able to sleep, not being able to eat, all these are not good signs of good health?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Pee-wee. Because, see, right now you're stressed out. You're worried about things that you can't change. You're worried about some things that's going to have an effect on you and on the business. So, really, you're worried about too much.
Remember what I told you about the captain? That when you get on the ship, when you get on the ship, you're no longer responsible for the ship. That the captain is responsible for the ship. Well, Pee Wee, it's almost the same thing as your business. When the people come to work, they come to work to do the things that you ask them to do. They come to work to make sure all the things that you ask are carried out. And they're expected to get paid for their labor. Am I right? Yeah, Uncle Bubba, you know, I ain't never not paid them. I have never been late. No, that ain't what I'm saying. Don't miss the point. I'm saying that your employees only have certain things that concern them. And after they complete those things that concern them, they're not concerned about the other matters of the business. So, likewise, you are to be concerned with the matters of the business. You're not to be concerned about the laws and all those things that could change and then be changed again. Wait until you find out what it is, and then you make the necessary adjustments. Yes, then you make the necessary adjustments. You can't adjust anything if you don't know what you're to adjust, because then you create problems that didn't have to be created. Okay, I got you. So you want me to go to the doctor, get myself checked out, stop worrying about the business, do what I know to do, and wait and see what's going to happen. And then after that happens, as far as it changes, then I make the necessary adjustments. Yep, that's exactly what I'm saying, Pee Wee. You know what, Uncle George? Uncle Bubba, I'm sorry. Uncle Bubba. Now, you know I don't like to be called no Uncle George. You know, me and Uncle George, we two different people. I know. But I just want to say I appreciate you. I appreciate you listening to me. I appreciate you helping me out. And I thank you for your word of wisdom. So I'm going to get on up from here. I'm going to go on to the house. Give me a good night's sleep. And then I'm going to go see that joy doctor tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to go down there and see him tomorrow.
All right, there, Pee Wee. Well, I sure appreciate you coming by and talking with me. And I hope I help you. I hope I help you in some way. Some form, shape, or fashion. I might not have been able to give you the business degree advice, but I was able to give you what I know, and what I know has helped me.
Well, you know what, Uncle Bubba? I sure appreciate that. And like I said, I'm going to get on up from here, and I'm going to go on down to the house, and I'm going to give me a bite to eat, and I'm going to rest, and I'll call you tomorrow and let you see how I go. Let you know how I go.
All right, then, Pee Wee. Now, you have a good night. Go on now.
All right, Uncle Bubba. I ain't know he's going to tell me all that. Man, now I got to go to the doctor so I can satisfy him. He ain't going to even let me live that down. He going to ask me. He going to call me before I can call him. I wanted to talk to him about the business. I ain't want him to tell me about no health stuff. Now, what am I going to do about that? That's going to create another bill. Man, Well. What's going to happen now? Is Pee-wee going to get checked out? Is he going to let Uncle Bubba down? Is he going to be able to manage the business? Yes. That's the question we all want to know. Because, see, in business, there's going to be some hard days. There's going to be some tough moments. There's going to be some trying times. But you got to be able to deal with them. Yes, you got to be able to deal with them. But you can't deal with them if you have not dealt with yourself. That's right. That's right. You cannot deal with the problems if you have not dealt with yourself. What am I saying? I'm saying that in order to deal with today's problems and situations and businesses, you have to take care of yourself. You need to get a good night's sleep. You need to eat right. You need to eat healthy. Drink plenty of water. Drink plenty of fluids. So therefore, when situations arise or situations occur, then you won't be all out of sorts trying to take care of it. Now, how many of you know you cannot complete a conversation with a migraine? That's right. You cannot have a pleasant conversation with a headache. You cannot conduct a business meeting with an upset stomach. And these are all the signs, well, not all of them, but majority of them. These are majority signs for stress, high blood pressure, diabetes. Not trying to scare you, but I'm trying to let you know that in your day-to-day activities, you have to take care of your activities, but you also have to take care of yourself. Watch your body. Watch your actions. If you find yourself getting tired a little bit more, you find yourself with a loss of appetite a little bit more than normal, more than usual, you find yourself not going to that daily regulatory checkup or checkout. You know, you need to go at least once a day where you have your moment. Then that should be a red flag. You should go and get your vital signs checked because it's important for you to be healthy. It's important for you to live. It's important for you to live a long time. So get up off that couch. Put down that sweet potato pie. Pick up a book. Pick yourself up off that couch. Run, Forrest, run. That's right. Get out and exercise. I don't mean by walking in the door and out the door, in the door and out the door. No, get up and exercise. Drink plenty of water. Get off of that soda. Get off of that coffee. Get off of all that caffeine. Those things are not good for you. That's right. They're not good for you. But what is good for you is that you take care of yourself. And how do I do that? Taking my daily dose. Yes, my daily dose of 1, 2, 3. Yes. 1, 2, 3. And what dose is that, your doctor? That's 1, 2, 3 for me. That's right. 1 in the morning, 2 in the noonday, 3 in the evening. That's 3 checks. 3 times I check me out to see what's going on with me. Because at any point in time, those situations arise, pressure, stress, anxiety, heartburn, crooked eye. That's right. Then I need to calm down. I need to breathe. I need to walk away from that situation. I need to let my mind go of that situation. I need to remove that situation out of my atmosphere. Take a minute, a moment, a break, and breathe. Then come back to it, analyze it, and I guarantee you, you will have a different outlook than you did before. Well, yes, this has been your Joy Doctor. I've been tuning in tonight to the Joy Doctor Show. I want to thank you, for tuning in. And we ask you to tune in each Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. Tune in next week as we find out how and what the results are for Pee-wee. That's right. Tune in next week to the Joy Doctor Show, brought to you right here on Blog Talk Radio. Listen, learn, and laugh. Good night.